This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud.
I think the last time I really kind of opened up on the pod was when I was crying with Charlene. I have pulled out of Ibiza. I've cancelled my trip. I'm not going back. Smitten kitten is all I'll say, Leanne. Welcome to Home I Drink with Ellie and not Charlene this week. This feels so strange. I don't think I've done a solo episode. I think I've only ever done one, actually, to be honest. And I can't even really remember that. But anyway, you have me all to yourself this week, guys. Charlene is away with Jano. They are currently in Ibiza. So it's me, myself and I, folks. So say a prayer. Make sure this goes well. Our podcast is like the group chat between your best friends, the bathroom on a night out where you spill all the goss on relationships, dilemmas and life. Charlene would be proud of me that I said that right, won't she, Leanne? She'd be so proud. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome. Home My Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12, but we also bring you bonus episodes on a Monday too. They're a bit more kind of, I was going to say chaotic, but they're not really chaotic. It's just extra us. Like, what more could you want? So yeah, you can listen to more of us there. We also have our YouTube videos that come out on a Thursday at 12 as well. So if you want to watch where you might be watching now, if you want to watch a full video, you can do that on a Thursday at 12. And wherever you get your podcasts or the Go Loud app. So plenty of us to go around. You'll hear us somewhere anyway. But yeah, on this week's episode, we chatted about nothing but everything. If you want to have an episode on in the background, this can be your cleaning episode, because it was a whole lot of nothing but a whole lot of everything. It was an episode all about me, a catch up, life. And we did some of our I did our usual segments. We did secrets from the stalls. We had a big casual chat. We did phone a friend as well about somebody who wants to move to Australia, but she doesn't want the fella to think that she's moving for him. So we had our listeners dive into that one with us. Peak and Bleak. It was a sad one, but it's a good one for future Ellie. Think that's all. It's a solo one. I hope you enjoyed. Hope it didn't bore you. And I love you so much. Me, myself and I this week, folks. I was talking to Leanne earlier on and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. What'll I say? It'll be an hour in now and you just won't get me to shut up. I'll just be rambling on my own. The only thing I'm afraid of is not having anybody to talk back to me. But we'll get through this, guys. We're here together. Give you a bit of a rundown of the last 2 weeks, I think. So we actually haven't been in studio for 2 weeks. I mentioned it on my Instagram. Sometimes we need to like pre-film stuff if we know, or pre-record stuff if we know that we're both going to be away, and just makes life a little bit easier. We don't do it too far in advance because we like to keep things relevant. But sometimes we do need to pre-record a little bit, so we actually haven't been in 2 weeks. So in the last 2 weeks, I've been to London. I've been to Ibiza. I have other goss that I didn't even tell Leanne about, but I don't know how much detail I'll go into in that. So that might be a whole other episode yet. We might hang on to other little information, but smitten kitten is all I'll say, Leanne. been away. I was in London with Penny's actually for the Mighty Hoopla event or festival it was called. What a ball. What an absolute ball. Don't think I've been to a festival in the UK, as far as I'm aware. But, oh my God, we saw fucking Jojo Siwa live. I know. We saw Jojo Siwa. When I say we all nearly died. Now, she only sang Karma once. I could have definitely listened to it more times. And I think we only caught the kind of end of it. There was a few girls from my management with us as well. So there was a great gang of us. We all said that whole trip, like the gang of girls that were there were a ball. We had such a good time. But yeah, we saw Jojo Siwa. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I met Joe Bags as well, I was trying my hardest not to fangirl. Lauren Whelan kind of knows him, I think. So when I saw Lauren saying hi to him, I was literally sitting there like shaking and all. I was like, oh, I don't want to be a fangirl. But met him. And then the whole reason why we were actually over there was because... Oh, ew, that was my voice. The whole reason why we were actually over there was because Rita Ora has a new collection out with Penny's, a new festival collection. It's unreal. It's so stunning. And Rita was performing. I keep going to call her Risha, because since Charlene sang with her, all we just call her is Risha. So she was performing at Mighty Hoopla and she was so good. So that was a ball. We went out that night. Do you know what? Actually, we didn't go out. We got in a taxi. A gang of us got in a taxi. The first like nightclub place that we went to, was the queue was the whole way around the corner. So we were all just sitting in this taxi, swinging out of a bottle of Prosecco, and got to the first place. The queue was the whole way around the corner. And we were like, absolutely not. Called another taxi, went to another place, pulled up to it. Didn't even get out of the taxi. We just saw the queue again and was like, you know what? Let's just go back to the hotel. So we didn't even actually make it out. But it was such a good trip. It was, yeah, such a good time. Then Ibiza. I was in Ibiza with Be Perfect and Voodoos, which was another ball. I know all the Be Perfect gang years. Brendan, who owns Be Perfect, he was only asking me, he's like, how long do I know you? It's like, I think it's about 7 years. Gonna say seven, but we went to Ibiza to launch the new sets that they had coming out, and it was just so much fun. I actually only made it out one night. We were tame Sally's, but still, it was wild. We went out to Pasha and didn't get home until 7 o'clock the next morning. Sun started coming up, we were on a bus, and I saw the sun coming over the hills. I said, I want to cry. There's nothing worse than seeing the sun come up. But you don't leave the nightclubs. You don't go to the nightclubs till late anyway. So by the time you leave, it's bound to happen. But I'm trying to think, was there any drama in Ibiza? Not really. We were out on a boat, which was so fun. I was actually dying sick the night before we went. Like dying sick to the point that I was in bed thinking, I don't think I'll make this flight in the morning. You know that type of sickness when your whole body is just aching. And I was in a shower, as if like I just take random showers, random places. I was in my shower, had the water scalding, and I was still standing there like shaking with the cold. It's like, what is going on with me? I don't know what passed over my body. I've also seen COVID being absolutely flying around lately, so hope that doesn't make a return, because that'll be upsetting. But yeah, I didn't think I was going to make it. We got through it. We went to Ibiza. We lived, we laughed, we loved. It was so much fun. I do have to look at my camera roll to see what else is going on. Oh, I got a new tattoo. Uh-oh. Helen wasn't impressed. The mother wasn't happy. I got a new tattoo. Tiny tattoo on Ibiza. It's just notorious for being the best place to go when you're drunk, apparently. So we were in Ibiza Rocks And I think we all kind of planted it in each other's heads at the start of the day. Let's get tattoos. And I was trying to think throughout the day. So I have two of my tattoos are actually old Ibiza ones. I have one on my right hip that says, oh no, the first one that I got is forever. I seem really choking. I'm that baffled as to the tattoo itself. Yeah, the first one I got is forever. I got that years ago. And the one that I have on my hip, I actually only got it last year over there. And it says, make beauty from the chaos. Someone explain it to me, because what in the world was I thinking? I'm trying to make it sound like it's this big, like, beautiful quote. Make beauty from the chaos. Shut up, Ellen. You picked it out of a book. Like, I was absolutely locked in there. And I was like, I want words, because the only word I had was the forever one. And everything else I have is like a sign or like a, yeah, like star signs or like a big feather or whatever I have. So I don't have any words. So last year when I was in there, I was like, oh, I want something, but I don't know what I want. And I was trying to Google things. Do you know what I always wanted when I was younger in primary school? I always used to write a tattoo on my left wrist. And it used to be my second name. So it used to be Kelly. So I always, like with a pen, I'd write Kelly on my wrist. And like, I think it was a fucking love heart or something beside it. But then I was like, as I got older, I was like, why? Number one, people are going to think your name is Kelly. Number two, it's just a stupid common second, not stupid common second name, but like, oh, as the years went on, I was just like, that's ridiculous. So anyway, when I was in there last year, I was like, yeah, I want words. And she was like, oh, we have this like quote book. I literally went, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, give me that. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll apply that to any part of my life. But the new one that I have now is a word. You can probably see it on their Instagram. I haven't posted it yet because I'm just like, I was thinking about it all day, and then I really thought that I hit the nail on the head with thinking of this word. Yeah, won't tell you yet. It's nothing outrageous or anything, but yeah, got a new tattoo on my other hip. She printed out two different sizes, showed me the two different sizes, and I was like, the bigger one, I want the bigger one. Don't ever let me in a tattoo shop with a drink again. I don't actually mind the whole meaning of the tattoo. And like, I like the meaning of it. And to me, in my head, it made so much sense. And it does. It's like something you get a giggle out of. And like, well, I hope I do anyway. But it's just the size of it and the placement of it. It's like not very much at the side. It's very much at the front of my hip. But anyway, we move. Ellie has a new tattoo. What else have I done? We did Ibiza, we did London. I've eaten a lot of oysters. I've eaten a lot of fish over the last while. It's not helping any brain cells anyway. Apparently it's meant to help your omega-3. It's not really doing that. I've actually trying to been cooking a lot more. Trying to do a little bit more at home. Which is going himin and hon. Myself and Charlene, actually, we had a little event in town, which was unreal. Thank you so much to anybody that came for that. And Bobby is being a bold bastard. Literally a bold bastard. He is really and truly in his terrible twos. That's the only way I can describe it. He is in the full swing of the terrible twos at the moment. Oh my God. We're at home with him, like, for anybody listening who doesn't know, Bobby is my dog. I'm making him sound like he's my son. He is my two-year-old boxer who, Lord have mercy, like, he's just, I don't know what's going on with him. I really don't. He's crazy. We've heard a lot of people saying, though, that, like, when you get your dog neutered, apparently that's meant to kind of calm them down a little bit. But in my head, I'm like, I don't want to have to chop his balls off for him to calm down. Like, maybe he's just, I don't even know if that's what they do. I think that's what they do. But I was like, I don't really want to have to do that to him for him to calm down. Maybe it's just in his nature to be wild. I know boxers are boisterous little dogs anyway, but he's really just taking the biscuit the last while. We are getting our bathroom done up at home. The main bathroom upstairs, we literally got the whole thing ripped out. When I say ripped out, I mean every tile off the wall, off the floor. The ceiling is getting all done. They took my mom's shutters down. She is not one bit happy about that, but we're getting the bathroom done anyway. So the water had to be turned off this morning when I was leaving the house. So me and Cuever, like, we were going out to get a coffee. And I was like, fuck, there's no water on. How am I going to brush my teeth? So one of the lads said, oh, the mains are still on. You can go into the kitchen and, like, the tap in the kitchen still works. So brush your teeth in the kitchen sink. My mum would be disgusted to hear that now. She'd kill me when I come home telling her that I brushed my teeth in the kitchen sink. Brushed my teeth anyway, left, got a coffee, came back. And I saw my toothbrush on the top of the counter. And I was like, what is that? Oh, apparently Bobby wanted to brush his teeth as well. Yeah, yeah. Bobby got up, took my toothbrush, chewed it asunder. Asunder. I'd say there's all little bristles of hair stuck in his teeth and all. God love him. So you can't leave anything around him, anything near. He's really taken the biscuit the last while. He's taken the biss. My For You page lately actually is mostly kind of food. But I think because I've been away, I don't know if this is just common knowledge, but I'm kind of only really realizing it now. When you're away, your For You page completely changes to like where you are. And I've also noticed that things that I've been talking about have come up so much on my social media, like whatever social media it is. How much are these phones actually listening to us? Because it's terrifying. The things you'd be randomly talking about at home or like, even on the phone or stuff, or even texting. If I'm texting someone and talking about a specific thing, it comes up on my phone. And I'm like, what is going on here? I tried to save like loads of sounds and stuff for a while I was away. I'm just not a great TikToker, lads. I really, really struggle with it. I think it's because I came from so heavily, not relying on Instagram, but like making Instagram my life, basically. Like it's where I started my job. It's where I did that I kind of forget about TikTok, but I really struggle with it. I really feel like it makes me look really old, the fact that I'm like, oh, I don't know how to TikTok. Like I feel like an L one saying that, but yeah, I'm just not really a TikToker lately. But yeah, I tried to save a load of sounds and just absolutely failed with them. I tried to do them with me and Taylor actually tried to do that trend and I beat it. You know the one that's like elevator straight to the and you press the elevator and I'm gonna just play it for you because I can't sing it. This one, you know, this TikTok. You know that one? Tried to do that and we just completely forgot to film the actual whole end, the whole main part of the end of it when you're like actually out in the nightclub or whatever. I need to go on a crash course for TikTok because I'm just really, really bad at it lately. But yeah, my TikTok has been a lot of food, a lot of, I'm looking on it now, what is it? A lot of sounds. Nothing really of significant. It's just mainly all food. Oh, my car comes up on it sometimes. But it's really getting out of hand how much our phones actually listen to us. Kind of terrifies me. Alexa is also starting to scare me as well. Did I set anyone's Alexa off? Alexa! Why'd you have to talk to her like that? Alexa's terrifying me. The things you ask that girl and she knows everything and like, surely she always has to be listening because of the fact that if you say her name, she answers you back. So she's always listening to wait for her name to be called. But then she always has to be listening. It's kind of scary. Yeah, kind of scary. That's what's going on my For You page. Any other gossipies? No really holidays booked. Potentially need to sort out my birthday holiday. So my birthday is on the 4th of August. And for the last 7 years, I have had it in Ibiza every year. But a contributing factor might come into play this year, folks. Fill yous in soon. I don't want to say too much now, but hopefully some of you can guess. If you're watching, you might know Leanne's in there laughing at me. yeah, contributing little factor might come up and birthday holiday might be more, would we say romantic? Is that the word we'll use? Okay, that's the word we'll use. That might be more birthday holiday this year. But then again, it could end up being Ibiza again. Who knows? Because Charlene's as well is on the 9th. Two Leo gals. So we need to sort out the birthday bashes. But yeah, I think that's the catch up for the week, guys. This week we want to talk about me, myself and I. Me. Hi guys, welcome back to... I was trying to think of a cool name for Hold My Drink to have it on my own. Can't really think of that right now. But yeah, I wanted to come in. Usually we come in with like a plan, an idea, knowing what we're going to talk about and like having our stuff researched and our topics and stuff. Because it's me on my own, yes, I can talk about a topic, but I'm not really... Like, it's good when it's me and Charlene here, obviously, because it's one opinion, not against the other, but it's two different opinions. We're bouncing off each other. Because it's me, I was like, do you know what? Who better to talk about this week than myself? Hi, guys. It's me. yeah, I just wanted to keep it very chill, which is this week. If yous are needing this podcast, and this is what we always like to say, if yous are needing this podcast to just have as background noise while yous are doing the cleaning, which is the way I love to listen to my podcast, while you're doing your cleaning, if you're on a little road trip and you need, yeah, some noise in the car that isn't music and you want to listen to me chat away, be my guest, turn it on. But yeah, we're just keeping it very chill, very cash, just me this week, filling us in on bits and bobs and life, how I've been feeling. I think the last time I really kind of opened up on the pod was when I was crying with Charlene. Oh, God love me. Thank you to everybody who left a comment on that or reached out. I look back at it now and I'm like, I understood where I was feeling in the moment of being upset. And I wasn't even upset for myself. I think I was just kind of overwhelmed. We all go through phases like that. I was just really, really overwhelmed with life and just things around me, and just I was feeling like I think I was nearly at a standstill with things, like, and it wasn't even just like relationship wise or like boys wise or whatever, it wasn't like that. I think it was a lot of contributing things, work and stuff, and like, yeah, just life. Do you ever just feel like you're just stood at a red light for fucking ages? I just felt like it was never gonna go green. I felt like it was never gonna go. Plateau, is that the word? I feel like I just plateaued in a lot of areas in life. And when I look back at that little crying phase, I never ended up posting that TikTok ever. But what I did with it, I actually felt really good. So if anybody doesn't know, there was like a trend going around a while ago, and it was about like social media is fake. Here's some things how I feel in my life or whatever. And it was literally just word vomit that came out of me. I was lying in bed and it was just word vomit on how I felt about things and like things I wouldn't have necessarily shared on the podcast. I don't like being a complainer. I don't like moaning. That's a lie. I definitely do, but not all the time. But that was more like the way I was saying it to Shara was, it was like therapy for me. I just got so much off my chest. So that's how I was feeling a few weeks ago. It's definitely changed. Definitely a much more positive Polly. There's been a few things in life that have gone good lately that I'm very, very happy about. Work is going good. Like I said, we need to plan my summer holidays. We're getting a few bits and bobs done in the house. The house thing, actually, let's touch on the house thing. So I get messages all the time because I know I've mentioned it, and I've mentioned it for years. Literally years since the podcast started, I think all I've barked on about is wanting to buy a house. The process is 100% not as easy as I thought it was. I thought in my head, like, you just get all your ducks in a row, you send it off to a mortgage man, he says, yeah, deadly, here's a gaff. Like, in my head, I thought it was a way quicker process than it is. Thought it was way quicker than it is. The process is still ongoing for me. I get messages all the time asking about like how you do it and stuff. Mortgage brokers, they're free. Why the hell wouldn't we avail of their offers? They're free. I don't know how they get, I think they get paid actually when you buy the house. I think they get like a percentage of it or something. Could be a big fat lie also. But yeah, that's how I'm going about everything, is like a mortgage broker. And they do it all. You have to gather all your own stuff, obviously, but they do it all. And yeah, the house hunt is still ongoing. I have viewed a few houses. I'm always filling in them forms and all for new builds that are coming up. I want a new build, and I've gotten a few messages asking what I want. I want a new build. I'm being picky with what I want as well, though, which in this day and age, I don't think you should be, because it's fucking hard. I'm being picky. I think if I want my ideal house now, I'd have to do like not a new build and like do it the way I'd want it. Like a doer upper, my mum calls them. So buy an old house and get it done up the way I want. But I'm too impatient for that shit. This process is already long as it is. So if I'm then going buying a house that I have to do a fuckload of work on, I know I'll just be, my head will want to explode. But yeah. House is still ongoing. I'll try and keep you updated as much as I can. I don't like to say too much about it because I don't want to jinx myself. I don't want to jinx myself. But I'm hoping everything will fall into place very, very soon. Ellie will have a house. What am I going to do in a house all by myself? The other night, actually, before I went to Ibiza, my mum was walking downstairs to go and get me a cough bottle. What the fuck am I going to do when I live on my own? What? Help. Like, I think the whole idea of it, in my head, I'm thinking it's more exciting than it is, but I'll also shit myself too. And my dad's also already telling me that Bobby is coming to live with me. He has to be mine. So that's where we are with that one, folks. So we're going to move on to Secrets from the Stars now. Because this is my favourite segment, I love this. I get so excited. We don't see these, actually, if any of you are wondering. We don't see these before we literally read them. So I get so excited to actually... I'm hearing them at the same time that you're hearing them, basically. And because I'm here on my own, I wanted to give you a little bit more of my advice. I know Shara's going to listen to this and be like, I would have said something different, or I'm really, really missing her advice here. But because it's me, myself and I, and I love this segment, I thought I'd give you a little bit more of a lengthier one than usual. I hope that's okay. All of these have also been sent in to the email address, holdmydrinkatgoloudnow.com. So if you want to send your dilemma in and have it answered by myself and Cher, you can send that in there. They are also anonymous completely as well, so we don't know who these are from or anything like that. And we just want to give you some advice. It's good to get the third party view sometimes. Sometimes I prefer that advice. Your friends and family sometimes can tell you things that you nearly want to hear. I've gotten it in the past as well. I'm a, what's it called? A person who does that. I go to my friends and family because I know they're going to tell me what to hear. So, yeah. But these dilemmas, like I said, have been sent in to holdmydrink@goloudnow.com. You can send them in there. They are anonymous. And let's get into this. Hi, girls. I'm 31 years old and I have never had a serious relationship. I recently met a boy and I'm not going to lie, I kind of have a crush. We're not texting or anything like that. I've only chatted to him a couple of times. We have the same group of friends, but we wouldn't see each other a lot. He has a girlfriend and she is a nice girl from what I've seen whenever we are all out. There was a big weekend out when we were all together, and ever since then, she's been saying how disrespectful I've been to her by texting her boyfriend behind her back, which, by the way, isn't true. She thought I was getting too close, even though all we were doing was talking. I've been cheated on before, so I would never do that to anyone else. She's never said anything to me, but I've heard from all my friends whose boyfriend is best friends with that boy. My question is, do I say something to her or do I just leave it as I've actually done nothing at all? Thanks for all the chats every week. Yous are amazing. Keep it up. Love yous. Love you. Aw. Oh, God. The first thing that's coming into my head, and it's definitely something I've been through as well, is if, like, not this actual situation, but it's like a little saying that has really, really stuck with me through the years. If someone wants to believe something about you, whether it's true or not, they will. People will make their own narrative of you. And if that's the narrative they want to run with, doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter what proof they see, like, none of that lark will change their mind at all. I think because, in my opinion anyway, I think because you know you've done nothing wrong, I wouldn't say a thing. You know you haven't, so I wouldn't say a thing at all. Now, there is the whole other argument, though, of, like, defending yourself. And if somebody is saying something bad about you behind your back and whatever else. I'm just, personally, I'm not a very confrontational person. It's just not in me. I don't like confrontation. If I can avoid confrontation, I will. So this seems like something that you'd be only bringing confrontation to you because she wants to believe that that's true. But like, has she seen messages? Like, has she, did she just make this up? Did she see that you were chatting to him and then decided to say, oh, you're texting him? Like, it's giving, she wants to believe that this is what's going on, so she's going to believe it anyway, kind of thing. Yeah. Personally, for me, I wouldn't say a thing. People can say what they want, like, and believe what they want. You're never going to change their mind. Do you know what I mean? You can't control how they want to view you. Char would probably say, I'm trying to guess what would Char say. Unless you want to just text her kind of nicely and be like, hi, I've heard you've been saying I've been texting your fella, haven't ever texted him, chatted to him maybe once or twice, like, don't want you to think you've the wrong idea of me or whatever. But then also, like, does it really matter? Is she really a friend to you? Is it somebody who's going to impact your life massively? Like, it's just because I don't like confrontation that I'm like, oh, here, let her. She's going to believe what she wants anyway. So I just wouldn't be arsed. Am I a lazy bitch? Probably. Yeah, I just wouldn't be arsed with shit like that. Like, ah, too old, too messy, can't be bothered. No. So I would say wouldn't, but you could also go with the other way of just letting her know. Never happened, and just leave it at that. The next one is, hi girls, I absolutely love the podcast. I love listening to it on the bus to work. I've recently just finished school and no idea what to do next. I've no interest in going into college, but I've always loved social media. So many family and friends have said to me that I should start it and just do it. I'd love to work in social media, but I've no idea where to start and no idea how to gain a following. I'm too afraid to post influencer type content as I'm too afraid of what people will think. I know I shouldn't worry about people's opinions, but I just can't stop worrying what people will think. Any tips would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, girls. I love the podcast. Girl, post that. Post it. The only person you are going to be annoyed at in a few years' time is yourself. You will regret it. I'm telling you now. If it's something you are really, really passionate about, like I even look back at some stuff that I didn't do, like regarding work and stuff, or stuff that when I started I didn't post because I was scared of Sally Joe down the road slagging me to her fella. Like, who gives a fuck? The nicest, we've said it on the podcast, and I love going by this because it's just something that I feel like really sticks in my mind in the nicest way possible. No one really cares about you. Charlene actually said it was called the spotlight effect, I think. So like, in everybody's minds, the only person in our minds in our spotlight is us. Is yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't have anybody else in my mind in my spotlight. The only person in your own mind should be yourself, and you need to do exactly for you what is best for you. Like, what's someone going to say? Ha ha, she posted that. And then it all works to your advantage and you have a great job and a great life and you love what you do. And like, who's the real winner there, babes? You know, I really think you should just do it. I know in the moment it's easier said than done to be like, yeah, just post it. That is a lot easier said than done. And I know I've been in that mind frame before of like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm absolutely not posting that. Like, thinking of people from school and stuff who'd see it and be like, oh God, like, who she thinks she is or whatever. Everyone has to start somewhere. You need to get over that phase to be in a place where you really, really want to be. I'm telling you now, in the nice way possible, no one cares about you that much. Which sounds really fucking harsh to say it like that. No one actually really cares about you that much. But it's so true. And I just think if you live by that, like, what have you got to lose? Really, what have you got to lose? And I need to like, take a piece of that myself. Because I don't always go by that. I really need to. Charlene's really good at it. Like, she's so good at just not giving a fuck, which I really need to take, yeah, a bit of that medicine. But just start. Just do it. What have you got to lose? When you press post, even maybe just lock your phone and leave it away for a half an hour if you're really, really anxious about it, if you're really nervous about posting it and seeing what people think and whatnot. But like, it's really not that deep. And if it's going to be something that you're going to be really, really happy in, do it. Please do it. Please post it. And will you please, please keep us updated? I really, really want to know. Yeah, please keep us updated because it will work to your advantage. I know it will. You'll be a happy girl or boy. You'll love what you're doing. And who gives a fuck what anybody else has to say? Okay? The last one we have then is, hi girls, I have a dilemma and it's a long one. Me and my boyfriend are going out nearly 3 years together. We've been going through a rough patch recently. Basically, my boyfriend has done something over and over again, which he has been lying to me about. It's not cheating. And the other day, we were supposed to do something together. And then he told me that he had lied to me and done the thing that he has been doing over and over again the last few weeks. I feel it's not as simple as just leaving him, as I love him. And this is something like out of his control and it takes over him. When this happened the other day, I talked to this new friend I met at work. He's a fella also. When this happened with my boyfriend on Wednesday, I was feeling really low and I didn't speak to anyone about this. My friend from work asked if I wanted to go for a walk to clear my head. That was fine. Me and my boyfriend spoke again and I told him I met up with this fella from work and he thought it was really disrespectful and he was really, really angry. So I told my friend from work I have to unadd him out of respect for my boyfriend. I feel terrible now. I tried to text him to explain why I had done it at that moment because I work with him and I don't want it to be awkward. This fella has been flirty with me, but I just took it as messing and I only seen him as friends. I stayed friends with him even though he was flirty. I just looked at it as banter. He's a really nice friend to me. When my boyfriend came down and realised that we are friends, he doesn't care if I have male friends. I just feel overwhelmed that I did the wrong thing to meet up with my friend. Was it disrespectful? And will my friend at work be mad at me over what happened? I'm just built up with so much anxiety over all of this. Please, could I have some advice for you girls? I'm a nosy bitch and I really want to know what your boyfriend did. Really, really want to know. That's really intrusive of me. Very sorry about that. But, oh God. I think it's a male thing. Like, in my opinion anyway, I think this is like a male thing that if they hear of their girlfriend speaking to another man, it's like is it something to do with like confidence and their ego? So like he's not even thinking that you'd go off and be with this fella. So you're openly saying this fella is flirting with you, whatever else, you're just taking it as friends. That's grand. I think for your boyfriend, he's thinking of you. Is the word confiding? Confiding in another man that really hurts his ego because he's like, how come you couldn't talk to me? But then again, he's the issue, so the person who's the issue can't be the answer either. I've learned it a lot. You can't go to the person who's causing you hurt expecting them to fix your hurt when it's them that's doing it. Doesn't work like that. I think it's good now that your boyfriend has calmed down and realise that yous are friends and he doesn't care that you have male friends, because let's be real, it's 2024. Like, we all have boys and girlfriends and you can have friends of the opposite sex. You 100% can. Like, it's not a mad thing. I know there are some people who don't believe in that, but I'm a strong believer in it. I think you can. I don't like the fact that he's done something over and over and over again and keeps apologising about it but keeps redoing it but doesn't change. Like, isn't changing how he's going about it, isn't changing this pattern that keeps reoccurring. I know you said it's something that's out of his control, but I wonder, is there something that he can do to help put things in place to help what he's doing. I really want to know what it is. And you said it's not as simple as leaving him and you love him, but is there something that, is there other advice that you could offer him to help him with this? Like, I don't know, because I don't know what it is, whether it be like counselling or like, yeah, is there something, a different direction you could take for him to help this pattern stop? Because I feel like this is really, really going to like eat you up and really going to hurt you inside. And it's something that might genuinely definitely come between the two of you. I think it, regarding the friend in work, I think all you have to do is just tell him that your boyfriend didn't find it nice that you were talking to him. Like, the only thing you can do is explain to him, like, it's that it's nothing to do with him. It's just how your boyfriend felt. You don't want to upset your boyfriend on adding him. But if it's something that you want in your life, if you want him as a friend in your life and you want to re-add him back, then it's your boyfriend you need to talk to. Because not loving this controlling thing of, my boyfriend told me to unadd you. I get it and I don't. I think it's just because I'm a very strong-headed person. Someone tells me, like, not to do something. Like, is it strong-headed? Is that what you call it? I don't know. You have two ways of going about this, I think. You can just explain to your friend in work who's the fella. Come here, listen. Oh, my tummy's rumbling. The friend in work who's the fella. Come here. It's not really... And because, you know, he's been flirting as well. My boyfriend doesn't really like this. I just need to take a little step back. Like, in the friendship, don't want to disrespect my boyfriend. He comes first. Yada, yada. Then you need to talk to your boyfriend about this reoccurring pattern of behaviour that keeps happening that is not making you happy, because you can't be built up with this much anxiety over you doing one thing to a friend, unadding a friend, but your boyfriend can go off and keep redoing this thing. I know you said it's out of his control, but if there's something that you think you can do to help your boyfriend in whatever this habit is or whatever, I would highly suggest that, because you shouldn't be riddled with so much anxiety over this. Yeah, and I don't think it was disrespectful of you to want advice off someone. That's not that's, to me, that's not disrespectful. That's literally asking for advice. It's asking for help. It's clearing your head. That's something that's benefiting you. Like, instead of you sitting there getting all worried and bothered in your own head, you reached out to someone. So I don't think it's disrespectful. Now, if you're off flirting with him and whatnot, and you were coming back saying, "Oh God, I think I fancy him now," maybe, but yeah, that's where I'm going with that one, lady. Phone a friend is another part of our dilemma segment. This is my number two favourite. I just love this because I love hearing your advice. So we put a dilemma up on Instagram and we asked basically the Home I Drink listeners to help with advice. Some weeks you might be sick and tired of the sound of us. So yeah, I love hearing what you say, and it's always really interesting to see another perspective on things. It's usually just me and Char's opinions, so it's really good to hear your opinions. So here is the dilemma that we put up on our Instagram stories. Hi girls, love, love the podcast. I was seeing a boy for over 2 years. He said he didn't want a relationship as he wasn't ready to settle down yet and that he wanted to move to Australia. He never officially asked me to be his girlfriend, but would introduce me as his girlfriend when we were together. Told me he loved me and he'd take me on dates and nights away. He moved to Sydney 10 months ago. We ended things about 2 months before he left, as I found out he had been sleeping with and texting other girls. We live in a small town and I have a lot of mutual friends, so we met before he left to say goodbye and leave things on civil terms. That is giving mature. We both spent the whole time crying, so this made things so confusing for me. Why was he so sad leaving me when he didn't want me? He's texted me a few times while he's been there saying things like he misses me and he wants to come out. Oh, he wants me to come out to him and saying that I can stay with him. I've been talking about going to Australia for years, but because he was going and never asked me, it made me feel like I couldn't go, as the friends he is out there with are also the mutual friends I was going out to. I want to go in the next few months, but I feel like I can't because people would think that I'm following him. On one hand, I want to believe he does miss me and he's willing to change and maybe it will work. But I'm also scared I'll be pulled back into the situation of empty promises and end up getting hurt again. And on the other hand, I want to be able to go to Australia and start a fresh chapter. Career, lifestyle and maybe meet someone new. He is a good person and I know he'd be supportive of me going, but I don't know if it's the right decision. What do you girls think is going on in his head or what should I do? Thanks, girls. So here is what some of you have been saying. This is a really good one. Okay, so we have... Life is way too short to be wondering what if. I say take the leap and see how it goes. Home is always an option, but you may regret it if you never go. Oh. See if he will come halfway to meet you because he's making things too convenient for him. Don't tell him you're going and just show up. I fucking love it. That's a bit of me. Don't tell him you're going, just show up. And if he doesn't want you and is just bored. Oh my goodness. If you go, do it just for you and try not to get with him or have any dealings with him romantically. Sounds like a completely emotionally unavailable guy to me. Stay well away. Go to Oz to your friends, but try not to get too involved with him. You'll end up hurt, believe me. And if he wanted to, he would, and he hasn't. He's just leading her on and needs to stay well clear. Go and live your life. Please don't put your life on hold for other people. I have made this mistake over the last 2.5 years, and it's my biggest regret. I don't post on social media because I'm afraid of what my ex's friends will say. So please go and do it for you. Someone else said, I'd go on a holiday visa for 3 weeks and maybe bring one of your gal pals with you. This is not a bad idea. Someone else said, he doesn't respect you and he's getting the best of both worlds. He's crying because he was caught. Go to Australia, but don't say it to him or reply to him. Know your worth. Don't let a boy stop you from doing anything in life. Hell to the fucking yes. Someone else said, no, if he didn't want you here, he won't want you there. Oh, we don't run after men in 2024. I'm like, yes. And I'm like, please, 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 please love me. Jesus Christ. I love that though. I just don't understand the whole him crying, saying that he was going to miss you and yada yada, but he's off like shagging other people. Leave him be. Follow your own path. This is where you'll meet the man that only wants you. I love this. Block him and go. It's a huge country and everyone is there. Don't miss out because of a fuckboy. I love this. Yeah, I'm leaning way more towards that now. Go to Australia and have a fresh chapter. Have a fresh outlook on life. Don't go with the expectation of anything, especially with a man. Go and, like, even if it does end up with him, okay, but don't go with the intention of getting with him, because if that doesn't happen in your head, if that doesn't happen, you'll be disappointed. Do you know what I mean? I think go with a fresh outlook on everything. If you really still want him and you really think, okay, he might have changed and he knows you're going out there and something potentially could happen, it might be a whole different story for you in Australia rather than here. But I think just go with the unknown in your mind. Go with open arms, with everything, not just him. Like, have a fresh outlook on life and start a new chapter and wipe your hands clean of anything that happened here in Ireland. And when you go over there, just be an open book, girly. Why not? Yeah, I think don't go over with the expectation of getting with him, because if that doesn't happen, you will be let down. And you're also closing yourself off to meeting new people too. So, girly, go and do it for you. Go and live your best life in Australia. I miss it so much, not going to lie. So you can send your dilemmas into holdmydrink@goloudnow.com. If you want to be featured on Phone a Friend, just put that in the subject line of the email. Just literally write Phone a Friend if you have advice to send in, or you want to be featured on Phone a Friend. Put it in the subject line, girls. Peak and bleak of the week. I always try and think of fucking jingles for all of these. Why do I always do that? I feel like I need to sing them all, to announce them all. But anyway, peak and bleak of the week. So my peak and bleak is actually one thing, and it's been a peak and been a bleak. So it's basically where we pick one high of the week and one low of the week. It's obviously just going to be my own because empty seat right there. Yeah, it's going to be my own. So it's a positive and a negative of the week, but this week mine has just kind of merged into one. So might have mentioned on the podcast a while ago that I was meant to go to Ibiza twice in June. So I mentioned at the start of the episode that I'm just home from there. And so I went last week, like I said, with Be Perfect and Voodoo's, which was a ball. And then I was meant to go back this week. So I was meant to be home for 3 days. And I was meant to go back on Thursday with three of my gals, Nikayla, Brittany and Mary. Girls, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I love you. Don't hate me. But my peak of... It's a peak and it's a bleak, and I'll explain why. But my peak and bleak is basically that I have pulled out of Ibiza. I've cancelled my trip. I'm not going back. Reasoning. It's just a fucking lot going on in life, girls. There's just a lot going on in life at the minute. Yeah. There's just a lot going on. And I know I can't give the girls all of me as if like I'm meant to be the fucking comedian of the group, like, or like as if I'm meant to entertain them or something, but I just know I won't fully enjoy myself over there, and I wouldn't want to put the girls through that, like me just being a fucking sour cat while I'm away. I'm mentally, physically and emotionally unprepared for a girls Ibiza trip, which is making me really, really sad. I just had to keep asking Nikayla this morning not to hate me that I pulled out. I am sad because I was really looking forward to it, but there's just so much on. There's so much on now. There's been so much on. And also after, I have an itchy nose, after Ibiza, there is still so much going on as well. So I just know I will literally, and I'm a girly with a really shit immune system. Like I have a terrible immune system, which is sounds like a fucking cop out, but I just know I will completely run myself into the ground. And in this moment in time, there's just a lot of factors that me being in Ibiza is not going to benefit me in the future. And I need to put myself forward sometimes, and I need to do what I think is best for me. Watch me have FOMO to fucking bits over the next few days. I also thought the trip was shorter than it actually is. That's not an excuse either, but I just know I won't be able to put my best foot forward and be the entertainment of the group. But yeah, I'm really sad. So it is a peak in that I'm looking after my future self and pulling out of it. But it's also a big bleak that I am going to have the world's worst FOMO this week. I'm going to have to block the girls or something. I'm going to be really, really sad. I was texting Nikayla today saying, do you want all my outfits and all? I was like, can't go. She's like, I can't take them. But I know in her head, she's like, okay, what have you got? She's like, actually, yeah, what have you got? I'll send her screenshots. But yeah, so it's a peak for future Ellie, but it's a bleak for current this week Ellie, because... yeah, Ibiza's cancelled for me. Not for the year. Just for now. Just for this week. But it's a peak and a bleak. That's me, is it? Leanne, what time are we on? Woohoo! 54 minutes. Lads, that is me for this week. Thank you so much for listening. We had a cozy week this week. If you're watching, I'm in my sparkly Crocs. I said I want to be cozy girl because I knew I was just sitting on the couch on my own this week. We're in my... Diamante Crocs. The jeans aren't actually very comfortable. They're definitely giving me thrush or something. But that is me. Can't believe I did it. I hope I didn't bore the life out of you all. I know there was a few suggestions of who you wanted me to have on and whatnot, but I said I'd take it solo. Let's try and do it myself. Let's put on the big girl panties and take a solo one this week. But thank you so much for listening. You can go back and listen to our bonus episode actually that came out on Monday, Home I Drink Extra Juice, so make sure to listen back to that one before there's a new one out every Monday. So every Monday Extra Juice, every Wednesday main episode. What head gone. And don't forget also that you can watch us on YouTube. Hi. You can watch us on YouTube now, and the full video comes out every Thursday at 12 o'clock. It's on the Go Loud YouTube channel. So if you're just searching Go Loud, there's a little Home and Drink playlist, and that's where you'll find us. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe, folks. It's been a bloody pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. We'll be back next week when Bird is home from her hollybops with her fella. And yeah, so much to fill you in on. Today wasn't the right day. I need Charlene here for like, I need her here for that, don't I? Yeah. Need Char here for a bit of goss. But love yous loads. See yous next week or wherever we're back in. And yeah, that's me. Okay, love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.